I often repeat this phrase about a friend of mine who loved to be depressed and who said, "I'll be happy, but I won't like it." Because sometimes when we approach Lent, now you know this year, the difference between Easter on the old calendar, the one developed by Julius Caesar, and the one developed by Pope Gregory, the so-called new calendar from 1582, is 5 weeks. Our Easter is on May 1st. So now we're getting ready for what? The Super Bowl, Mardi Gras. And I always think that Mardi Gras taken to excess is an immature, childish approach to the joy which can be ours if we change our lives for the better. The life of repentance is not a life of sorrow. And Lent is not about being strong, about hanging on, about giving up something, no matter how great it is. Lent is about recovering the joy of the Christian life, of for the sake of love of others and ourselves, we focus on what is important in our lives. We look for peace and quiet, not so that we might have silence, but that we might fill our lives with the sounds of our own lives, that the noise of the world won't drown out our thinking. Because we as Christians are called to live on purpose. We are called to live with direction. And we are called to have joy and happiness. So even though the Mardi Gras parties that will go on around the world will proclaim, "Look how much fun we're having. We're going to have to give up a lot now because we're going into Lent." The only thing the church asks you to give up during Lent is dysfunctional behavior that ruins your life. And the other things are little additions, training periods. So they say, what will you take on? What will you become from now on? When you think of Lent, think of the joy and happiness that can be ours when we get rid of the bad things, take on the good things, open our life and mind to God so that He could lead us to see what is missing. In today's gospel, Jesus asked the blind man, "What do you want?" Children are very good. She knows what she wants, and she'll tell you what she wants. Human beings are confused sometimes because we know we're not happy, but we don't know what we want. And perhaps all of us has that experience. That's why during Lent is a perfect time to ask God, "Lord, don't just give me stuff, but teach me to understand what I really need to be happy. And then when happiness comes, I will understand what I was missing." So enjoy very nicely the Mardi Gras parties if you go to any. But remember, Lent is not about sadness. It's about happiness, joy, and the love of your life and the love that God can give you.